In this video, we will be providing some final tips to prepare for submission of your employment reporting data and handling post-submission reports. For those of you who prefer a manual submission instead of vendor systems, you may do so by using the instructions on the NAWQ website or requesting an Excel template to enter your data. If you are using a vendor system, we want to ensure your file is downloaded in the correct file format. First, you want to make sure you are selecting your NAWQ report and 10-month data, not the at graduation data. Simplicity users will need to download an XML file as opposed to the Excel file, as the data will not display correctly. For 1220 users, you'll need to submit an Excel file. After, you'll complete the data submission sheet with the contact information of your respective data reporters and email it along with your data file to the research team at research@nawq.org. And as always, please ensure your data submission is received by the deadline posted on our website. We will be sending emails to confirm receipt of your submission. After NAWQ completes your school's official reports, they will be distributed to your law school's NAWQ contact in August. The aggregated data in these reports are strictly confidential, and we will never post, publish, or release any school-specific employment data. Even though NAWQ does not require any school to post its NAWQ school report, it is required by the ABA that you post your ABA employment summary report. Other entities may encourage schools to post their NAWQ summary reports, but this is always to your discretion. We hope this video answered your questions about preparing your data for submission and information about handling post-submission reports. If you have any additional questions, feel free to contact NAWQ's research team at research@nawq.org.